San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The most notorious Taliban militant in Afghanistan has been captured and is said to be talking to officials in Pakistan. So why doesn't the White House want to discuss it? ABC's Ann Compton says it appears a no-bragging rule has been imposed.
It's unusual. The official voice of the White House will not say anything about the capture.
I'm not talking about it from the podium.
Robert Gibbs did, however, praise the Pakistani government for getting more aggressive about extremists within the country.
I think they've appropriately taken strong action.
But no comment about reports that Pakistan and the U.S. cooperated on the biggest Taliban capture ever. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
ABC's Nick Schifrin in Islamabad says it's clear the U.S. and Pakistan have been cooperating. He says they have to.
The U.S. hopes Pakistan will continue to go after Afghan militant commanders, something that if it doesn't happen, the Afghan surge simply cannot work.
Damage from Haiti's January 12th earthquake may be twice the value of that country's annual economy. Latin America's main development bank says the damage is estimated at $14 billion. President Obama announcing more than $8 billion in federal loan guarantees today for the construction of a new nuclear power plant in Georgia. It'll be the first one built in nearly three decades. The government is stepping up its safety investigation of Toyota. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington.
Not satisfied with what it's been told so far, the government is demanding documents from Toyota on when and how it learned of safety defects in its cars. Toyota has recalled more than 18 million vehicles so far for safety fixes. Federal law requires auto companies to report safety defects to the government within 5 days.
Rescuers at Mount St. Helens in Washington State are struggling against bad weather again as they try to reach that climber who fell 1,500 feet into the volcano's crater. Dow up 163, NASDAQ up 29 just before the close. You're listening to ABC News.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over 1 million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Some store credit cards sound great, but then you find out all those exclusive savings don't apply to the brands you really want.
Hallelujah,
or certain departments.
Hallelujah,
it turns out they don't save you very much at all.
Hallelujah.
Well, Kohl's doesn't have those kinds of restrictions. Each month, Kohl's Charge members get savings of 15%, 20%, or even 30% on absolutely everything in the store. Get to Kohl's President's Day sale going on now and apply for your Kohl's Charge. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The Justice Department says several New York City police officers who killed an unarmed black man in a hail of 50 bullets on his wedding day will not face criminal charges. New study finds people who live near freeways are more likely to develop a hardening of the arteries than those who live farther away. It could be a problem for a lot of us. There are 1.5 million people living within at least 300 yards of a major freeway in Southern California alone. In the battle of the bathing products, men have made their preference known, and soap gets the brush off.
Irish Spring deodorant soap.
Men used to wash with soap.
Aren't you glad you used Dial?
Now, more men lather up with body wash.
How dirty boys get clean.
Maybe it's those commercials with sexual references as imperceptible as the oiled up women making them. Body wash outsold bar soap for the first time ever last year. And Ad Age reports men are responsible. What you use in the shower is a $1.5 billion a year business. And new body washes for men are now on the shelves. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Only a few hours to go, and then it all ends. But for now, Mardi Gras is in full swing in New Orleans and has added significance this year thanks to the Super Bowl.
What I really enjoy is that everybody's coming together. They're coming out enjoying themselves. Families are coming out. It's been a truly blessing, the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
It all comes to a close at midnight on Ash Wednesday. This is ABC News.
No one made me see red, burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now, I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops, for eyes the way nature intended, uses directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A shelter-in-place warning that was prompted by a gas leak in San Jose this morning has been lifted. A construction crew on Alum Rock Avenue had struck a half-inch main. It's since been capped. Another chapter in legal battles over the 2007 oil spill in the Bay will be closed this week when a ship management company is sentenced in federal court on three criminal charges. Could lead up to $10 million in fines. And Iranian authorities are considering a request by the families of three Cal grads detained there to visit them in prison. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Menlo Park, Bayfront Expressway westbound at University. It's closed for a police investigation. Accident reconstruction at Bayfront and Willow. It's extended until 2 o'clock. Traffic coming from the Dunbarton Bridge diverted onto University Avenue. The Chevy President's Day event. Great deals start here. Plus, every model comes with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Whichever comes first, see dealer for details. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon. Dense fog tomorrow morning. It'll be partly sunny by the afternoon. You get the picture here for the rest of the week. Lloyd Lindsay Young says, however, the next chance of rain will be Friday night and on into Saturday. It's 61 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Larynx to your tympanic membrane. Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Finally, it's happened. I always wondered how come people see the Virgin Mary or Jesus in a cheese sandwich or in sludge under the drain, etc., but they don't see their little favorite puppy dog or they don't see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Right? Why do they always see religious figures? Well, here's a woman. Yes, friends, this is making the news. Fox News carrying the story. Woman sees Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer in a pork chop. A North Carolina woman sees, and it's red. It might not be worth as much as a grilled cheese sandwich, but a North Carolina woman believes she's found a well-known Christmas character in her pork chop. She stopped by the Fox studios to show us the pork chop. Some have suggested the meat actually resembles the antler-wearing dog and how the Grinch stole. What is up with this? This is news? Well, I look at the pork chop, and you know what? It looks like a pork chop. I can see the Rudolph thing, maybe, but it's still a pork chop. Why is this news? And I swore I was never going to report these stories anymore when we had a whole slew of Jesuses and Marys, and each one has a little twist to it that just lures me right in, and here I am reporting it to you. All right, just an update. We're making some progress, but we have a long way to go. There are 24 million infants in this world, 20% of kids born every year, who did not get their first year of life vaccinations that are common to all of us. You know, I use this figure, and I have other ones that are even more condemning, but just to keep your perspective, which is getting more difficult to do every day, 600 kids die every day from measles, They would love to have the shot. While here, in our country, of course, we're afraid of the vaccines. It's amazing. You'll run to the store, risk your life driving your car to get your organic veggies, but somehow something that could save your life, a vaccine, it gives you fear. More on some vaccine stuff. U.S. government are pushing the pharmacos to make a vaccine for nicotine addiction and cocaine addiction. And we have vaccines, and they have shown some hope. It's quite an interesting way to go after the problems. But nevertheless, the National Institutes of Health are awarding grants left and right to, for instance, here is a company called NickVax, is one on the market. They gave a $10 million grant to this Nabi Biopharmaceuticals to develop their vaccine. And what do you think? Are you an anti-vaccinationist cigarette smoker? Would you get the vaccine to help you quit? Oh, no, can't do that because you're against vaccines, remember? Another vaccine story. Free vaccination against HPV. This is a cervical cancer, genital warts virus that is controversial in this country. In Australia, they decided to make it free. What do you think has happened? They studied 36,000 clients who were evaluated before and during and after. and they measured how often. So you think of cervical cancer. If you've never had a genital wart, you haven't lived. Oh, they're beautiful things. Yeah, the kind of thing you want to post that picture on your MySpace page. The proportion of women diagnosed with genital warts in the first year. Was this the first quarter? During each quarter, there was a 25% drop in young women diagnosed with genital warts. No decline from 20 years of... And they found that there was no decline in genital warts in women over the age. They offered it to women 28 and younger, 26 and younger. So they decided to compare to see what happened to the rate. And the drop in cases among younger women, it fell by 5% a quarter in men. So the fact is that there's a big drop in cases in women translated into fewer cases in men. But no. Don't let your daughter get the shot. No, let her go out and learn it the hard way that her parents were confused by the modern world. You're seeing it all over the place today. The new data coming out on swine flu. Half of those hospitalized are under 25. That is remarkable. I've never seen that in my entire career. Data from 27 states, 53% of people sick enough to be hospitalized are under 25, but only 7% of hospitalizations are people 65 and over. That is different. They looked at 292 deaths in 28 states, and younger people also more likely to die. Okay, I'm trying to stay calm on this issue. I think the tide may be turning. This study finds, indeed, that H1N1 spreads from school-aged kids. That is where it starts, to the rest of the U.S. population. And based on their testing, it's a clear flow, and you can kind of understand that. Of course, kids are sitting in a classroom all day long with each other. It makes sense. They get it. They bring it, you know, back out to the community and home. So does this mean that if an epidemic gets out of hand and we close schools, it'll make a big difference? Can't rightly say right now, but it's what they plan. And yet in the past, we've been very disappointed by these kind of quarantine rules in terms of stopping an epidemic, slowing it down maybe. That's possible. Or let's talk about making cars in Toyota. Now, you know what happened. You know the story of what happened with Japanese car makers and their philosophy. And this particular research is looking at, can we learn anything here in our emergency rooms? Can medical care learn from Toyota? Well, they looked at emergency rooms that tried out their own versions of a process improvement strategy pioneered by Toyota in the 70s. The principles, commonly known as Lean, L-E-A-M, seek to minimize waste and inefficiency, produce a higher quality product. And there's been a lot of interest in whether this philosophy that creates a better car can also create better health care. Well, roughly half a dozen U.S. healthcare systems, including 20 to 30 ERs, have adopted lean-type principles to slash inefficiency and improve quality. So they looked at these ERs that did this. Two key factors. One of the ideas for improvements came from the front lines. And that was something that Toyota did. They talked to the workers in the front lines. How can we make what you do, your job, more efficient? Right. So they decided, oh, my gosh, to listen to doctors and nurses and other people who actually work in the front lines in the ER and not to listen to management. The other was that management, while not dictating change, was actively involved in making sure all employees tried to implement the changes. Now, every ER department is different, but the improvements have come from things like moving waiting area chairs closer to the triage nurse. Right. So she can see what's going on. Another area of inefficiency has been having patients talk with several different staff members. That would drive you nuts. Now, the patient comes in and describes a problem to the nurse, then describes a problem to the medical student, then describes a problem to the resident, and then the attending physician comes in. You are tired. By the time the attending physician comes in, you're a little tired of telling your story, and the patients always say, why don't you all come in at the same time so I can tell my story once? So, I mean, isn't this amazing to think that we had to really think hard to come up with this? Having a team talk with the patients, he said they found, may not only boost efficiency, but improves medical students' educational experience by allowing them to see how the senior doctors interact with the patients. Average length of stay in the ER went from 500 minutes to 370 minutes. There are improvements in patient satisfaction. The percentage of patients who rated the ER care as very good rose from 54% before lean to 60-something percent after it was begun. So, incremental changes. Well, you want to put healthier meals in schools. I have no objection. But by increasing servings of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, increase the cost of breakfast by 25% and lunch by 9%, says the Institute of Medicine. And it's going to cost more. So the child nutritional program, already costing $21 billion a year, due for reauthorization this year, but Congress is not expected to approve an overhaul for some time. I don't know, the things we have money for and the things we don't have money for, it's kind of contradictory, isn't it? Just because I keep track of these things, medical school applications are flat. Number of slots has grown a little bit. Medical school applications haven't changed. The number of first-year slots and number of applicants have grown a bit, but the ratio has been flat. There are basically two applications for every spot. That means you think you're good enough to go to medical school, smart enough, you got the grades, you took your MCATs, and yet 50% of you will be disappointed. Let's see, there are two new medical schools that opened. I never heard of any of them. Etc. Nothing else you need to know. This is radical. I know you hate this, but I just have to tell it to you anyway. It's a program in England. They're trying this all over the world, and that is treating heroin addicts by giving them heroin. It seems counterintuitive, having a government fund that addiction, and it ain't cheap. It costs, but the cost of society of not doing it is worse. Daily heroin injections given to hard-to-treat addicts, mind you, the impossible ones, as part of a comprehensive program, succeeded in treating those addicts and reducing crime. The use of street heroin was reduced by three-quarters. The crimes committed trying to get the drugs were cut by two-thirds. The intensity of the program is quite striking. Taking heroin off the streets seems to be making a big difference. They inject heroin in a safe, stable environment in a medically supervised clinic. They crucially pair that with intensive counseling and addiction treatment. And they profile a woman here who has been coping with her addiction for 20 years. She lost hope that anything would work. And it immediately changed her life. Sarah said she's able to keep a schedule. She's able to stop buying drugs in the street. She gained the appreciation of what her life could be like if she wasn't so consumed by getting high. She says you're always an addict, basically. It's about managing it and leading a positive life. Didn't want to have to stick needles. And her biggest fear now is the program will be shut down. Counterintuitive, but it works. Now, here's how we're going to go about it. Let's fight meth. You know, this idea that requires you to sign a piece of paper to get cold pills now, because you can take cold pills and turn it into meth. And I kind of laughed at that. All you're doing is handing over the meth business to the Mexican cartels. Anyway, it hasn't made a bit of a difference. And yet, there is an Oregon law, and there are other states now that are thinking of jumping on board to require a prescription for cold pills, right? Now, talk about increasing the cost of medical care. If you can show me that this has reduced the production of meth, that's fine, I'm on board. But you're just trying to sound like you're doing something, and you may be making it worse. I have not noticed no decrease in meth because of this, and it's a big pain for everybody involved. And then you come to this one. You all saw the video of the purported terrorists buying peroxide in a a beauty supply place, over-the-counter peroxide. Well, we have a senator here calling for a nationwide awareness program. They are, they're trying to say, we're not going to make peroxide. I mean, everybody's going to be a brunette. You take peroxide away and you make it hard to get peroxide, what's going to happen? These potentially dangerous chemicals so readily available to the public, we must do what needs to be done to ensure public safety. You know, I agree. But prove to me that it will improve public safety. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Maybe it would. I don't know. They say here that The senator is not calling for a ban on sales of hair dye, but was suggesting a national program where you educate pool supply places, hardware stores, and other outlets to be on the lookout for suspicious purchases. Now, I don't know what that means. I have no idea if we're capable of determining what's suspicious and what's not suspicious. It all scares me. Once again, I'm on board if it works. And we all should be. But it's just so many of the draconian rules and regulations that make matters worse. At best, they do nothing, and we're stuck with it. All right? Okay, we're going to get political on you here. Who'd you vote for in the presidential election? Who did you vote for? Fess up. And what does it say about, hang on, your manhood? I think you're going to find this really, really interesting. Your manhood and who you voted for in the election. I'm Dr. Dean Adele. Phone number here, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Be safe, be secure, be protected. Back up your computer files at Carbonite.com. Carbonite automatically backs up your computer whenever you're connected to the Internet in a safe and secure off-site location. For less than $55 a year, your files will be backed up and can easily be restored. Use offer code SAFE at Carbonite.com and you'll get a free 15-day trial, no credit card required. And with offer code SAFE at Carbonite.com, you'll also get 2 free months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code SAFE. Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I'm so pleased and excited to be part of what will be the most recognized network marketing organization in America, the Trump Network.
The Trump brand merged with the power of network marketing has created a unique opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be in business with the Trump Network. The Trump Network products have helped thousands of people, and the compensation plan is very generous. You have the ability to truly increase your household income and start earning money today. Be among the first in our community to join the Trump Network. Call us for free information. There's no obligation. This ad will not air for long, so call us now. Those who recognize the opportunity early will thrive. Call 800-483-9660. 800-483-9660. 800-483-9660.
Congratulations on your decision to be part of the Trump Network.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adele. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's begin with Stanley. How you doing, Stanley? Welcome.
Oh,
Emily,
sorry.
I'm sorry. Heather whispers in my ear sometimes, you know, and I hear the sweet nothings. All right, Emily, how you doing?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call, and I've been listening to you for years. My daughter had a peritoneal cyst surgery 6 years ago. She was in eighth grade, and she's had tiny flare-ups along the way where she's had some, not to have surgery, but some soreness and some, there's an opening where it leaks, and she's having it again. But it's such a terrible, I know you've talked about it before, it's just something that's very painful for them. And is there any new research you can direct me to? Or?
Well, I wish, because it's a basic, you know, surgical infection kind of thing. Pilonidal cyst and pilonidal sinus, right at the tip of your tailbone. You know, we used to think that this was an represented something from embryonic life. And people have hypothesized, well, that's where our tail should have been. Or the neural tube doesn't close and leaves a little empty cyst there that gets irritated when you sit on it, right at the tip of your tailbone. I think most doctors feel nowadays it is like any other, like a boil. And that often we think it starts with an errant hair follicle in that area. She's awfully young for this, and that's just terrible for this to happen to her, because it can be very, very painful. What I don't know is how much sitting on it irritates it, and whether, you know, people with this should make sure to sit on softer surfaces. And you can drain them and drain them and drain them, and they keep coming back. So the surgery involves removing the lining of the cyst, the fact that the hole is still there and is still leaking a little. Well, that just tells you got to do something. I'm always in favor when people have this and we're looking at trying to cure this thing conservatively, hot soaks, that's it. You got to keep it open. As soon as that little opening seals up, it seals in the germs and the bacteria. That's the vast world of two kinds of infections in medicine. Medical infections and surgical infections. And surgical infections are like this. And antibiotics, all the antibiotics in the world won't get rid of them, because it's this, you know, pocket of germs and white cells, etc. And the antibiotics just don't penetrate. You have to drain them and keep it open. So when they do the operation, they usually stick a drain in and leave it there. So at the very, very last, after days and weeks of healing, they'll pull the drain out. But they have to keep it open. And that's about it. It's about it. Walt, Dr. Edel here. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Edel. I was wondering what you thought about this sort of cute ad for Cialis and the bathtubs, and they're out in I hope they're far out in the woods, but it's kind of where they got this ad. And how does it work over 24 hours to the drug?
Okay, so it sounds like the bathtubs have captured your imagination. Yeah, it's a heck of a thing to haul along on a hike. I'm not sure practically that would work. You know, you take a bathtub, first and mostly they look like the clawfoot cast iron bathtubs. You and I, Walt, couldn't lift one of those. So how's that work? And of course, the hot water would dissipate quickly through the metal. So I think the point you're trying to make is that this allows for increase in the nitric oxide over a longer period of time. And it has to do with the rate at which the body gets rid of drugs. So when we make extended versions of medications, you can take a medicine, you had to take it four times a day, let's say. And that's a pain, remember, taking your pills four times a day. So we come up with a molecule, tweak the molecule a little bit, so the enzymes in your liver that destroy drugs make it a little bit tougher, and so your blood levels stay there longer. And it depends on your lifestyle. I'm just not sure how much of an advantage it is. You know, they say, so you're ready at all times. Well, what they mean is you're not really ready, if you follow my drift here. You have to be turned on to be, quote, ready. But the competition, Viagra and Levitra, you know, they work in half an hour. I mean, so take a half an hour, have a glass of wine and relax, or get in the tub. So I'm not quite sure, because the side effects that occur with these medications can be bothersome. You can get backaches, and you can see blue. You can get headaches and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of men like it, but a lot of men don't. So it's personal preference. All right, I want to talk to you about who you voted for in a presidential election and what it says about your manhood. That's right, your manhood. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The shelter in place along Alum Rock Avenue in San Jose has been lifted and the road is being reopened. A construction crew hit a gas line there just before noon. The capture of the number two man in the Taliban was accomplished by U.S. and Pakistani forces, raising U.S. hopes that Pakistan will crack down further on Taliban in their country. ConocoPhillips, BP America, and Caterpillar all have resigned from the group that's lobbying Congress for action on climate change. They say the actions under consideration are too harsh on oil refineries. And the primary way of financing the U.S. debt, borrowing money from foreign investors, is running into trouble. China has reduced its investment in U.S. treasuries by more than $34 billion in December alone. This is KGO.
We're out on Route 122 with Sam Harris's Hip, who's been out on a 10K run every day this week. So, Hip, how are you?
I'm great. I feel so loose and flexible right now, I could run forever.
It's a rare Hip that can say that. Any tips for the audience?
Nope. Sam's just been drinking joint juice every day, and that helps me feel super lubricated and flexible. Each serving has a full day supply of glucosamine, which is exactly what I need.
That's in joint juice?
Yup, joint juice. It's low in calories and was developed for pro athletes, but works great for average hips like me.
Average, except you just finished a 10K run, and it's 5:30 in the morning.
Oh man, this is the latest he's run all week.
Well then, that was Sam Harris's Hip, looking healthy, happy, and flexible thanks to his daily regimen of joint juice. Find Joint Juice Fitness Water in the water aisle at your local Safeway.
Ron Owens here, and if you own a home and live in the Bay Area, chances are you've had to deal with termites. And if you haven't yet, you will, and likely soon. It's just a part of living in the Bay Area. In fact, the closer you live to the coast, the more likely it is your home has termites. So, how do you choose the right company? One with experience, honesty, and the capability to deliver results. Well, just do what thousands of KGO listeners have already done. Call Planet Orange for a free home inspection. You have nothing to lose. Planet Orange is California's leading authority on termite elimination, and they're America's largest certified orange oil specialist. Orange oil is guaranteed. The treatment cost is comparable to alternatives, and it's so effective, Planet Orange includes a 2-year unconditional warranty on your entire home. Doing the right thing was never so easy. Call Planet Orange at 800-7-ORANGE. That's 800-7-O-R-A-N-G-E. Or you can visit them on the web at planetorange.com today.
Now more than ever, people are looking for ways to get more for their money. That's why we built the Chevy Malibu. Not only to deliver world-class fit and finish at an exceptional value, but also to look beautiful doing it. We obsessed over every last millimeter to design a car that can stand up to even the best of the competition. The result is a car built with exquisite detail and craftsmanship, making Malibu more than just a car you can depend on, but one you can be proud to drive every day. Plus, Malibu offers something Camry and Accord can't. OnStar with automatic crash response standard for the first year. That means if you're ever involved in a crash, an advisor is immediately connected into your vehicle and can call for help even if your phone is out of reach. So while there are a lot of impressive things that make Malibu a premium vehicle, the most impressive of all might be that it comes without the premium price.
Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Check out more on Chevy Malibu at Chevy.com/Malibu.
And now for the bonus round. Steve has 2 nickels and a penny. Sal has a quarter and 3 dimes. Who ordered the pasta?
Ramon?
Correct. If laughter is the best medicine, what's the second best medicine?
Baba Ganoush?
Correct. What are the 2 ways Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail?
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies 2 ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix! See terms of use.
The Chevy President's Day event. Great deals start here, plus every model comes with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program again. All right, so earlier, a couple of shows ago, we did this study on how you put a man in a Porsche and his testosterone levels go up. You put him in a Toyota Camry, 16-year-old one, and his testosterone levels just kind of dribble away. And it didn't matter whether you had the men drive around where there are women who can see them, or the men just drove on a lonely road, all right? Hold that thought. This is fascinating. Young men who voted for John McCain in the election suffered an immediate drop in testosterone when the results were announced. This is from Duke University. Men who voted for Barack Obama had stable testosterone levels immediately after the outcome. Female participants, no change in their testosterone levels. Pretty powerful result, according to Duke neuroscientists. Voters are physiologically affected by having their candidate win or lose. In a post-election questionnaires, McCain backers were feeling significantly more unhappy, submissive, unpleasant, and controlled than Obama voters. Now, if the election went the other way, I'm sure the same results would apply. And there have been many, many studies to find that men who participate directly in an interpersonal contest, the winner gets a boost of testosterone, and the loser, the testosterone drops. It would appear, then, that even, quote, vicarious participation in such a macro-scale dominance competition, and I'd say so, you're competing the candidates to be the most powerful man in the world, is enough to change hormone levels. Voter participation in elections, both directly by casting ballots and vicariously because you don't personally win or lose an election, it makes Democratic political elections highly unique dominance contests. Okay, I thought that was interesting. All right, let's talk to Jim, Dr. Riddell. How you doing, Jim?
Hi, a question about the cocaine vaccine, and then if you got time, a question about medical quackery.
Okay, fire both away fast.
The cocaine vaccine, how can you do that without interfering with the dopamine norepinephrine system of the brain? Why?
Okay, I got an answer for that one, and what's the second question?
Well, this quietus, the tinnitus cure, supposedly over the counter, I called them up and they said that it was approved by the FDA homeopathic pharmacopoeia.
Well, I know better than that, Jim. Of course, homeopathy really got grandfathered in a long time ago by a senator who was a homeopath. We're going back to before the war. That's how old it is. And no one's had the scrotal contents to challenge it. No, it is not approved by the FDA. And by that, it means the FDA will not go after it. You can say it's homeopathic and get away with murder, or at least ruining people's noses. As you know, there's a big case now with a very, very, very famous Zicam homeopathic nose remedy that people say caused them to lose their sense of smell. But how much, homeopathic remedies have nothing in them. So how does that work? Now back to your original question. There are a variety of approaches with the cocaine vaccine. The one I know about is it makes antibodies. You take a cocaine molecule and you bond it to a big protein molecule. You inject it in the person. The body makes antibodies against the protein and the cocaine. It recognizes now the cocaine molecule. And when it makes antibodies and they attach to the cocaine molecule in your blood, it stops the cocaine from getting past the blood-brain barrier. Because what you said is true. If you got it into the brain, it could screw everything up. So it stops the cocaine from getting into the brain to make you high. Because it makes the molecule of cocaine too large because the antibodies attach to it. Let's talk to Susan. How you doing, Susan?
My question is that I have terrible BO under my left arm, nothing on my right. I take a shower, I scrub. I put deodorant on, nothing works. And at times, it's extremely embarrassing.
Yeah, is it, why the one arm and not the other, huh?
Yeah, nothing under the other. I mean, nothing. Doesn't
has it, has it always been that way?
Nope, just started.
I find that interesting. Is it truly, we got to get personal, Susan, I'm sorry about this, but is it truly BO, which is, the medical word is bromhidrosis, versus what our armpits are naturally supposed to smell like without being perfumed or antiperspirants? Can you tell me the difference?
don't even quite understand the question.
Yeah, I was afraid of that because that's America today. In other words, your body makes certain odors in the armpits that many people find pleasant and alluring. They may be there for as a sexual attractant. BO is when bacteria get to work on body secretions in these areas, and it actually produces a very bad odor. In other words, do you find it unpleasant, or is it just like your odor and you're broadcasting it and you're embarrassed by it? Definitely embarrassed. All right, I won't force you to answer the question, but it is important to know it because the solutions would be different. First of all, the moisture and the proteins and things that your body secretes set up a breeding ground for germs. And with germs producing, quote, BO, bromhidrosis, that's easy. Bathing, and I've seen people put antibiotics in their armpits or alcohol and stuff like that. I would get a dermatologist before I resort to that. There are antiperspirants that are more powerful than others, but the question is why one arm and not the other? Usually it's one of couple of things. If you, when you're in grammar school, I don't know if all you did this when I was in grammar school, we did this thing with iodine and starch and we looked at all little sweat glands. It was a fascinating thing. We're all born with different amount of sweat glands. So if I did your armpit, I'm sure I might find one arm has more sweat glands than the other one, too. I find that depending what you do for a living and how you sit in your chair and the ergonomics, you may seal off one armpit more than the other. Many people sleep on one side more than the other, and in which case it's not symmetrical, and you will get more germ growth. You may have more of the glands that make the odor. Those glands are not exactly the sweat glands. They are other glands that are more like the oil glands that make the particular odor of armpits. Now, if I expose people in a blinded test to different odors, you say, oh, that's armpit smell. That's different than what I consider to be BO. Many people consider any armpit smell to be BO, and we use the two terms interchangeably. So that's what's important. I talk to dermatologists by getting a souped-up antiperspirant. See if that helps, etc. I'm trying to think of any diseases that could account for this, and off the top of my head, no. But I would just keep an open mind to that because it's changed suddenly. And if nothing else in your life has changed, no dietary, hormonal, clothing, job, climate, nothing else changed, I just keep in the back of my mind, there's something local going on with the lymph glands or there's some indication here that something is changing. So take some of those things and see how you do. All right. One and Heather mentions, yeah, handbags. If you walk around a lot, women will traditionally carry a handbag under one arm versus the other. So look for that kind of stuff, too. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25,
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, vice president. Together we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who refinance their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.375% APR with no closing costs or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.375% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/12/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant. We make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $49.99 after $100 mailing rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW-4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
We're lucky here in the Bay Area. We have lots of sunshine and the government is still offering big incentives to go solar. And now SolarCity is making it easier than ever for you to get solar power on your home with no upfront cost. We call it SolarCity Solar Lease, and it's changing the way Californians are going solar. Because now you can get a home solar system for zero down. That's right, no upfront cost. It's what CBS Evening News called a bright idea that can save you a bundle. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. Here's another way we're lucky. The first 100 homes in the Bay Area to lock in their contract by February 28th will get $500 cash back. So don't wait. Find out how much you could save on electricity. Visit SolarCity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR. 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City. We're changing the world one home at a time.
15-year lease, no payment due at signing. Cash back after receipt of first payment following interconnection. For details, call 877-599-SOL.
Oh, Dr. Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think you could hear me. Hi, I just had a couple questions. I've heard you speak a little bit on your program, and it doesn't seem like you believe in taking any kind of supplements or herbs. Is that true?
No, it's not my belief. I simply report the major scientific studies on it. Sure, I support lots of supplements. You know, you should take your calcium and you should take your... But in general, what thwarts me is that we have done huge, major, expensive studies on supplements and vitamins, some involving hundreds of thousands of people, where half of the people took a fake pill and half of the people took the real supplement. And there were no differences in outcomes. In some places, there were harm. And so what I don't understand is why people don't want to face up to the fact that if science proves that something is worthless, why won't we let go? Why are we so wedded, to these things? And why are we, so non-critical and so gullible? That's my question.
Western medicine wants to push those studies where, they want to make big money for the drug companies, but I know, for example...
Hang on. I just got to take statement by time. I don't benefit from the drug companies. How does a doctor benefit from the drug companies? We are not allowed by law to own a pharmacy. We cannot participate in the sales or the profit thereof. So that's a myth, and I don't know why you accuse me of that. I was into alternative medicine, dear, and supplements before you were born. My father and his brothers were the first major vitamin manufacturers in this country. We have owned health food stores. I know the industry and the business. So what is it you object to when science finds... Pardon me? Go ahead.
Well, I was just... For Dr. Andrew Weil, for example, I'm sure you're familiar... He recommends, a daily multivitamin. Vitamin D deficiency is huge now, and I'm sure you've heard that it's been linked to breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer.
Yes, but what does that have to do with the generic field of supplements and vitamins? Because there's research to support that we should get vitamin D, which you may be able to get by going out in the sun. Andrew Weil just had the federal government, the FDA, the FTC, tell him to shut down his selling people vitamins to cure swine flu. And because Andrew Weil says something, and what he says, and I know Andy, first he sells you the vitamins, and that's very important. You need to be skeptical when someone tries to sell you something that they're promoted. And B, he is not represented by the mainstream of medicine. He's a small minority. But we want the easy. Listen, I don't blame you for wanting the easy out here. You want to take a couple of pills and solve all your health problems. And I'm just here to tell you the pill fairy doesn't exist.
Dr. Christine Northrup, she wrote Secret Pleasures of Menopause, and she recommends...
Yes, but ma'am, I could sit here. You're talking about people who represent 0.1% of scientists and doctors in this field. That doesn't make sense. I'm talking about scientific study. Now, if you had Andrew Weil on the phone, I say, Andrew, how can you promote multiple vitamins when every major study that you read and I read, and there's been 11 of them, has found them to be worthless? What do you think he would say to me? What would he say to me?
I'm not sure, but I just know personally in my life that I have cured so many ailments by normal Western medicine, and antibiotics or pills didn't work, and then I went to the health food store. I took fish oil. It was just absolutely a miracle for depression, for heart health. You know, my doctor recommends 1,200 milligrams of calcium with vitamin D. I lived in...
Well, I'm not arguing. By the way, I'm not arguing with anything. The evidence on fish oil, by the way, is that it helps people who have heart disease. We've not proven it helps healthy people. Vitamin D and calcium, that's a rational thing. And the fact that you have, quote, heard, I mean, man, that's the 19th century. I heard that you can get drunk and drive a car. I heard that you can fly in an airplane and you don't have to test it out to see if it's safe ahead of time. I heard this. I heard that. I saw on TV this. Ma'am, I'm talking about science, and you need to develop a concept for that, because that's where reality comes from. You can't listen.
Over me because you...
Yes, because you're speaking nonsense. Say something real. In other words, that computer, the phone you're talking to me on, that television set you love so much, the automobile you drive, the airplanes you fly, did not come here because people heard about these things. They were developed by hard work, science, engineering, and objective thinking, not rumor mongering. So just come back at me with some facts. This is a program that is not about emotion and not about hysterics and not about innuendo and all these kinds of things, because that's what's screwing the world up. We are trying to determine what is and what isn't. And a lot of us and listeners to this program, they want to move on. They want to lift us up out of the Middle Ages where rumor and innuendo determined what people did. We're talking about objective science. And that's what determines what works and what doesn't work, not what you heard, you know, from your friends. So what can I tell you? All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
Attention, U.S. taxpayers. Are you facing a tax bill of $10,000 or more from state or federal tax authorities? Are they demanding payment or threatening wage garnishment? Tax Relief Corp. has helped thousands of hardworking citizens just like you who have a tax debt in excess of $15,000. Your tax issues will not go away overnight, and before you call or pay the IRS, you're urged to call the Tax Relief Corp. hotline. We're experts at working directly with the IRS at settling your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Again, all U.S. taxpayers are urge to call the Tax Relief Corp. hotline at 888-709-0505. Learn how we can help eliminate up to 85% of your tax debt. Don't let the IRS bully you around. Let Tax Relief Corp. go to work for you. Call 888-709-0505. That's 888-709-0505 today. The IRS is not looking out for your best interest, but that is our only job. Call 888-709-0505. 888-709-0505. That's 888-709-0505.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right, nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Kathy. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Yes.
Hi, I have a question. I have a 7-year-old boy who was diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum, and he is kind of an anxious little boy, but he's always been a pretty good sleeper. But in the last 2 months, he's had such a hard time falling asleep. He doesn't fall asleep until about 11 or 11:30 at night, and sometimes we have to bring him into bed with us. So after trying all sorts of behavioral tricks, nothing's worked, and I finally resorted to trying some melatonin, which I had read about as being effective for autism spectrum children.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked for the last 5 nights. I'm just wondering, is this really working, or is this a placebo for him? Because I've been telling him it's a sleep medicine.
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I was going to go into a rant about placebos after our last call, and you know, and just to try to communicate to that woman that in studies, and she said she was depressed, that in studies in depression, you give people a placebo, 40 to 60% of them get better on a placebo, a fake pill. So it's a very powerful effect. The same with sleep medication. Well, you know, the literature on melatonin and pure sleep has been pretty bleak. If it works, it's supposed to work better in older people because our melatonin is depleted. In young people, I was in junior high school. My first little science paper was on the pineal gland and melatonin. It is a hormone. It has to do with circadian rhythms and sleep and stuff like that, but we're not exactly sure what it does. And I don't know what to say to you. I don't know whether you're experimenting with your child's hormones, and there's an effect downstream that we haven't seen, that we haven't documented. This is over the counter, as you know. Or heck, if it's work, why not? If it's worth it, and if it's working, why not? And then I wonder, gee, what would happen if you gave him a little vitamin C pill, told him it was a sleeping medication, but even more powerful? You could do your own little experiments, and I'd be curious as heck because, this is a problem that plagues, as you said, a lot of these kids who are young and anxious. So you could every other night give them a vitamin C, and every other night give them a melatonin, but you have to be careful. You have to be as enthusiastic with each. That's why we do double blind studies. It means the patient's blind and the doctor's blind, in that the doctor doesn't know whether they're giving you the real pill or not, because we act in a biased fashion. You're giving them the vitamin C, you go, well, this might make you sleep, it might not. I don't know of any literature to suggest it's harmful, and yet I know there's not a lot of research that's been done on it in young kids, so I'll leave the rest up to you. That is the program. Join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. What do government bailouts and government health care have in common? Perhaps a lower dollar. New stimulus spending is only going to continue to weaken the dollar. China has already diversified its reserve portfolio by buying gold. Isn't it time you bought some gold? Now, I trust Goldline with $500 million in annual sales and in business for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline for a free brochure, DVD, and free shipping. The people at Goldline will explain how easy it is for you to buy gold that's delivered directly to you. I buy gold because I'm worried that government spending is out of control, and I buy my gold from Goldline. Call Goldline at 800-556-4653. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. That's 800-556-4653. Don't wait. Get this information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you, and you're going to receive a free DVD with the free investor's kit. Call Goldline today at 800-556-GOLD. That's 800-556-4653.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes?
Yes.
Tires?
Yep.
Struts?
Of course.
Oil changes?
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod?
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Act now and save on Cooper, Michelin, and Goodyear tires during Sears President's Day Tire Sale through February 16th. Plus, get up to $80 cash back by mail on a purchase of 4 Goodyears before February 28th. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
Something incredible happened last night. Mary got a better night's sleep. Aches and pains didn't keep her up. She took Advil PM. She used to take Tylenol PM, but last night she switched and spent less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. And Mary is really appreciating that today. Aches and pains keeping you up? Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of the respective owners.
I'm Gil Gross, coming up.